First thing I want to say is that besides, it's really good to be back home and see all your faces. He wanted me to say he's really sad he can't be here today with all of you. So he sent his better half. He told me to say that. Which I don't know how that works because you're one flesh, so you can't divide it up, you know. I just wanted to start. I'm just going to share about a little bit about our Mexico trips, some things that happened, you know, with Wayne, what Wayne did, and just some other things. But I'm going to start. God reminded me of a scripture this morning. It's Proverbs 25:25, and so I'm basically starting at the end to go to the beginning. And Proverbs 25:25 says, "Good news from far away is like cold water to the thirsty." And I, God gave me that years ago when we first started going to Mexico. Whenever we're down there, usually the last, of course, we leave to go home from San Juan. So we're at Joy and Pancho's house. So there's usually a gathering of people from the church there to send us off that night and have one last night with us and all that kind of stuff. So we did that the other night. And it was really a beautiful time. They usually share some things with us. But the one thing that they shared, I'm going to go to what's that? There was a lady, there's a lady named Carmen and her daughter-in-law, Lorena, and they shared with us that they wanted us to take this home to Fountain of Life Church and to share this with you all. So that's what I'm starting with, is that it means so much to them that you send us down. You send people from Fountain of Life down to minister to them because it just is such a refreshment for them and such a needed thing for them to hear from other people and to have other people speak into their lives and share things about the Lord with them. And then there's a young woman named Abby who's Joy and Pancho's niece. And she's 22 years old, and she's really firm with the Lord and is going on all the Explosion de Amor trips and different things like that and the other trips to the mountains. And she and her dad, who is Pancho's brother, they both expressed that every time that we go down there, she said, "It seems like we come and fix something that's broken." And I just thought that was really, really an interesting comment that, you know, that from a young woman that she sees that God uses us to help fix things that are broken. So anyway, I wanted to just share a few things. And one thing is that, first of all, it's always such a blessing when other people from Fountain of Life can come. Through the years, that's happened. This, I believe, was Wayne and my 32nd year in Mexico. So it's been quite a long time, a long haul, a lot of friendships and relationships established and built. And but it's always great when new people come down because they always hear about Fountain of Life and that we get sent out to come down. And so it was really a blessing to have Tim and Lupe be able to be there for the installation service for the elders and to share some time with us there. It was really great to have Teresa there. And she did a fantastic job with both the women's meetings she shared in El Camino in San Juan with the ladies there, and the response was really great. I mean, it really touched the hearts of the women. I thought it was really interesting because there was a lot of repentance going on this trip in very various ways and different events. And there was a lot of repentance that came after what Teresa shared and just healing for some of these women, and it happened you know, the similar way in, well, a little bit different up in La Lima, because there was also a baby shower tagged onto the end of the sharing up there. But Teresa just did a wonderful job, and it's such a blessing for Wayne and I to have other people from Fountain with us. Paul and Vera being there was wonderful, and because it's just like having family with you. You know, we're all family, and so just appreciate everything that Teresa, that you sowed into those people down there with your heart of love. Thank you, Jeannie and Patty, for bringing, you know, sending down the little booklets for the ladies' meetings that we put together, little gift bags. And so there's just so many of you have had a hand in different aspects of the trip. You know, when I'm gone, Dodie takes my friend Ruth out. God bless her. I mean, she knows Ruth from years past, but thank you, Dodie. You're part of helping us be able to do what we do. And I could share more about what Teresa did, but that'll just come out in conversations, personal conversations, I think. But it just it's wonderful to have a friend there, and to see God use somebody else, and watch God use somebody else besides me or Wayne or whatever. So praise God. I have a very, I guess, a simple perspective of the installation service of the elders up in La Lima. It was just such a pure pleasure and joy for me to see these men come to, and this church come to this point in their church life and family, because it's been a long time. It's been, 7 or 8 years, I think, that the elders and deacons here have been sharing with the guys there, and they've been coming here, we've been going there, and it just was such a beautiful thing to see the response of the congregation to this installation service. It was beautiful, and they were ready. It was obvious they were ready, and so that was just, I was so joyful in my heart, I couldn't even hardly stand it. But afterward, it was really interesting because in the week or so that followed, we ate meals, Wayne and I, and Teresa was with us on some of that too, in the homes of some of the people of the church in La Lima. And Wayne always asked them, what did you think, what were your thoughts about the installation service and everything, and about eldership, and every response, people had, some extra little things, but every single home we ate in, there was one thing that everybody said: it's so wonderful that we're all a part of the body of Christ, that we're all one, and no one is head over another person. It's Jesus Christ that's the head. Everybody said that. So everybody has gotten that. And that is like so awesome. So that was a blessing. And also, you need to know that when that installation service took place, that there were people from El Camino there too, from Joy and Poncho's church. So they're watching and experiencing. Plus, there were family members of the elders and their wives that were the elders that were being installed, that were there, that go to other churches, but they were there seeing, watching. So praise God, he's really at work there. Wayne did a lot of construction work while he was there. He is always building something to help. In this case, he was helping Joy with the, really needed a classroom for the kids for that El Camino, because it's just so noisy. They're on a second floor building and everything, and it's really noisy. So he built a partition, and And then Joy put egg crates on the back of it and spray painted them and stuff. And you could not hear those kids the last week we were there and at church. So it was real. And Joy was having a regular Sunday school class with them while Poncho was preaching, I think. So anyway, he was doing that, and he built some other stuff for Joy and Poncho. They finally have a real closet for their clothes with a real rack to hang them on, and it just they're so excited about what he did around their house. So that was great. In La Lima, another thing that was really impactful toward the middle of the trip, it was after the installation service again. There was an evening where Wayne spoke, I think it was the Wednesday night meeting, where he spoke on that message that he gave here about Jacob and Esau. And it was just really well received and really blessed the people there. And very impactful. So that was cool how God used Wayne with that. Also, El Camino Church is planning on doing some foundational teachings. They want to start doing some foundational teachings with their church members. And so Wayne kind of started it off and did the first one for them there. So that was cool. He also ended up taking, we ended up going up with Joy and the kids to Peak, which is about a 3 to 4 hour trip up the mountains, and he met with three young men up there that are you've heard him mention before, Moe, Shalom, and Miguel, and they are leading a church, and they have a heart for plural leadership, and so he wanted to like help them and talk to them about it, and they have a church that's got a lot of broken people in it, people from that went to other churches and got hurt and came to their church and instead. And so they're dealing with a lot of they don't want to hurt people again. So they have hearts to really want to serve them in the best way that they can as leaders, so as to help them become healed people. So Wayne spent a lot of time talking with them about plural leadership with Joy's help with translation, and it was a really good conversation, but it's kind of just a start for them, so please be praying for them up in Topeka. And then partway through the trip, Wayne decided he was going to go to an Explosion de Amor. You know, that's the love explosion events that they have periodically down there. They're always doing them in different areas of Mexico. And this was was over a 10-hour trip by bus to Querétaro, and you sleep on a field in a little tent, you know. And that's, Wayne decided to do that, and I couldn't do that, so I stayed back. But he said it was just an amazing event, and there were a lot of the one thing he loved was there was this tabernacle set up. It was a big tent. It was set up like the tabernacle in the Old Testament. It's beautiful. I mean, we have pictures we wanted to show this morning, but Wayne's not feeling good, and that's why he's not here. So we couldn't get our act together after just getting home last night late. But I'm sure there's things that are going to come out in further messages that Wayne gives that will be touch on some of the things that happened for him there. But the trip to this tabernacle was pretty amazing. Wayne said there was worship going all the time in it, like somebody playing guitar and worshiping all night, all day. And he wanted me to read this to you because it was while he was at the Explosion de Amor. It was March 2nd. And he said, I wrote down what he told me. He said, "I woke up Saturday morning at 3 a.m. and went to the fire pit. There was a big log with a pile of hot embers underneath. The embers were red on the bottom and gray on the top. I leaned quite a few smaller logs against the big logs on big log on both sides of the big log, but the wood did not burn. A lot of smoke billowed up, but there was no fire. Next, I used a piece of paper to fan the coals and wood, but this had no effect. There was still only smoke. I added some small pieces of paper and bark and put them down into the red embers. However, all they did was disintegrate into the embers, and nothing happened. Next, I leaned over and got below the smoke and blew into the pile of hot embers underneath the big log. The effect was that the embers got very hot with an intense glow, still no flame. So I kept blowing on the embers in that area, and the embers would glow, and then the glow would recede. I started to pray and asked the Lord to blow on the embers. At this moment, I began to see that God was speaking to me about what he has done and is doing to prepare for an intense fire or outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This is what I feel God was saying. I felt God was saying. The large log represents what God has done in the recent past in Mexico. 2, the smaller logs represent new fuel or people that have been added by God to the fire. However, these logs aren't fully lit, but are getting warm and then drying out. 3, trying to fan the fire with paper and adding little papers to the fire represents man's attempt to make the fire burn, but it doesn't work. 4, the pieces of bark that wouldn't flame, but just disintegrated into the embers, represent new members joining the team. However, there was still only smoke, no flame. The part about blowing on the hot embers that would start glowing, then recede, followed by the prayer, "Lord, blow on the embers," this represents what Explosion de Amor and other events are doing, blowing on the embers, which get intense and then fade. 6, when I blew on these embers for 15 minutes or more, all of a sudden, the whole thing erupted into flame, a really high flame. Everything caught fire. This represents something completely new that has not happened yet. I wanted to share this vision or word picture to encourage everyone to keep doing these events, for they are like the breath of God, and they are God's holy work. Be encouraged that all of your efforts are having and will continue to have a great effect for God's purposes. Let's continue to pray that God will breathe on the work he's given into our hands. So, I just want to thank you all again. It was just an amazing trip. And we couldn't do it without all of you and your prayers and your support. And I just want to take a minute and pray about this vision. If anybody else has anything to pray to, that's great. Lord, I just thank you for what you did, Lord. There's so many things that I haven't shared that are just so many details that add up to things that really are significant, Lord. But Lord, you know what they are. You know what you're doing. You know everything that was accomplished that we can't even see, Lord. We only see in part. But you see the whole tapestry, the whole picture, Lord. And you know what you're weaving together. So we pray for each of these congregations that were visited, all the people that were encouraged by individual visits to their homes and individual conversations. We pray for the women that many of them are struggling with husbands that aren't walking with the Lord, or family members that aren't walking with the Lord, or just being single ladies and not knowing, you know, what God is doing with them and feeling less than perfect and things like that they struggle with, Lord. We just pray for them, Lord, and we pray for all the people that hosted us, Lord, and the people that are serving you with their whole hearts, Lord, all these young people and even some older people that are going on these mountain trips and these Explosion de Amores, and they're just continually serving you in amazing ways. Lord, bless it all. Like, Lord, just put your hand on all of it, Lord Jesus, and continue to grow and change. We can't wait to hear about the new things that you're doing and the how the fire grows, Lord, and just starts to burn and does a new work there, Lord Jesus. Thank you that your Holy Spirit would do a beautiful new work there, Lord. I just pray for my husband that you would just heal him, touch him, and heal his body. Just thank you for him and all that he does to serve people there, including his family. And I just thank you for everybody here, Lord, and just bless them and their lives. And thank you for their giving hearts. Jesus. Amen.